Do you work for the IRS? Ray asked after cordially introducing himself as a professor of law and apologizing for the intrusion. Yes, I do. Criminal investigations? Yep, that's me. 14 years now. Ray described the letter, then read it verbatim. I didn't write that, Gage said. Then who did? Ray snapped and immediately wished he had not. How am I supposed to know? Can you fax it to me? Ray stared at his fax machine and, thinking quickly, said, Sure, but my machine is at the office. I can do it Monday. Scan it and email it, Gage said. My scanner's broke right now. I'll just fax it to you Monday. Okay, but somebody's pulling your leg, pal. That's not my letter. Ray was suddenly anxious to rid himself of the IRS, but Gage was now fully involved. I'll tell you something else, he continued. Impersonating an IRS agent is a federal offense, and we prosecute vigorously. Any idea who it is? I have no idea. Probably got my name from our online directory. Worst thing we ever did. Freedom of information and all that crap. Probably so. When was the estate opened? 3 days ago. 3 days ago? The return's not due for a year. I know. What's in the estate? Nothing, an old house. Just some crackpot. Fax it Monday and I'll give you a call. Thanks. Ray put the phone on the coffee table and asked himself why exactly had he called the IRS. To verify the letter. Gage would never get a copy of it, and in a month or so he would forget about it, and in a year he wouldn't recall it if anyone mentioned it. Perhaps not the smartest move so far. Forrest had settled into the routine of Alcorn Village. He was allowed 2 calls a day, and they were subject to being recorded, he explained. They don't want us calling our dealers. Not funny, Ray said. It was the sober Forrest, with the soft drawl and clear mind. Why are you in Virginia? He asked. It's my home. Thought you were visiting some friends around here. Old buddies from law school. I'll be back shortly. How's the food? Like a nursing home. Jell-O 3 times a day, but always a different color. Really lousy stuff. For $300 plus a day, it's a rip-off. Any cute girls? One, but she's 14. Daughter of a judge, if you can believe that. Really some sad people. We have these group bitch meetings once a day where everyone lashes out at whoever got them started on drugs. We talk through our problems. We help one another. Hell, I know more than the counselors. This is my 8th detox, bro. Can you believe it? Seems like more than that, Ray said. Thanks for helping me. You know what's sick? What? I'm happiest when I'm clean. I feel great. I feel smart. I can do anything. Then I hate myself when I'm on the streets doing all that stupid stuff like the other scumbags. I don't know why I do it. You sound great, Forrest. I like this place, aside from the food. Good. I'm proud of you. Can you come see me? Of course I will. Give me a couple of days. He checked in with Harry Rex, who was at the office where he usually spent the weekends. With 4 wives under his belt, there were good reasons he wasn't home much. Do you recall the judge hearing a case on the coast early last year? Ray asked. Harry Rex was eating something and smacking into the phone. The coast? He hated the coast. Thought they were all a bunch of redneck mafia types. He was paid for a trial down there January of last year. He was sick last year, Harry Rex said, then swallowed something liquid. His cancer was diagnosed last July. I don't remember any case on the coast, he said, and bit into something else. That surprises me. Me too. Why are you going through his files? I'm just checking his payroll records against his trial files. Why? Because I'm the executor. Forgive me. When are you coming back? Couple of days. Hey, I bumped into Claudia today. Hadn't seen her in months. And she gets to town early, parks a brand new black Cadillac near the coffee shop so everybody can see it. Then spends half the morning piddling around town. What a piece of work. Ray couldn't help but smile at the thought of Claudia racing down to the car dealership with a pocket full of cash. The judge would be proud. Sleep came in short naps on the sofa. The walls cracked louder. The vents and ducts seemed more active. Things moved, then they didn't. The night after the break-in, the entire apartment was poised for another one.